The best tea in the city.
We need to talk about you being single. There are reasons why you are still single. And we are going there. The reason you are still single is because you have false ideas about what love looks like or how it should be like to be in a relationship. There is a template you are using, and that template is probably the reason why you're still single. Because think about it. Every time you go out, you have these expectations about, you know, what the other stranger must do, say, or behave in order to woo you, to win you. And when those things don't happen, what happens? You lose interest. It's like, men don't have game anymore. Hey, banna. Hold on. Maybe it's the lenses you're using to look at him. The reason I'm bringing this up, I was watching Hitch for the upteenth time. I love it. Because, I mean, Will Smith, I think he's at his best there. And of course, Eva Mendes, come on. And Will Smith is the coach. He coaches men on how to woo you. But when he needed to woo the character played by Eva Mendes, he flopped. And those are the very things that made her fall in love with him, so to speak. So clearly there is this misconception that you have about dating, about the one. When last did you hear somebody saying it was love at first sight? Let me tell you a fact. The most happiest couples didn't say it was love at first sight. They dated for a while, and chances are they even broke it off because, you know, it lacked the spark. Then they left to search for the spark, and they found it. And guess what? That very sparkful relationship failed dismally, which then made them say, hold on. They went back and went back to the person that was more consistent and stable. And chances are that even was sparkless, but they're smiling. They're happy. So love is more than just romance. So what do you think? What do you think? Don't talk. Actually, talk about yourself. I was going to say talk about you in a third person so that you're more honest. That's also fine. So what false ideas do you think singles hold that keeps them from being in love? Hashtag false ideas about love as you sip the best tea in the city. The misconceptions about love. Yeah. Your false ideas about love. Singles, single people. The reason you're still single is because you're holding some false ideas about what this love thing is all about. Think about the things you say about meeting the one. You start giving the description, okay, of he must be this, 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 and the other. And should the opposite surface, you're not even going to give them a second glance. And also think about what you say about love in general. Eh? There's no more love in this world. Eh? That's what you say, right? There's no more love in this world. So most of these things that you say about love are actually not flattering. Therefore, subconsciously, you jinx everything that looks like love. You love being in love. Oh, listen, there's no doubt. Oh, you even see yourself doing it. But it must follow a certain script for it to happen. Should it not, you write it off. So what false ideas do you think single people hold that keeps them away from being in love? Share your observations, please. Or maybe even knowledge. All right? Hashtag false ideas about love. Time to give you the 3 teaspoons. But before I do that, Balinolo posted. Not only that. Hello, Mo. Mo are IT. Now I think I'm not cut out for relationships, period. So that's the false idea you hold. Why? Because she says utiba kamo hudutla kamo utibe kamo khawa kwale. So kitibang tibang. I hear you. And then Balinolo says, the false ideas about love as a single person is we believe love is perfect. I could actually end there. And you think it's a journey that will always stay happy. You know, we expect the 1 Corinthians 13 kind of love. Oh my word, there you go. All right, here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Three teaspoons on false ideas about love. One, you think relationships should be void of any conflict. It must be rosy till death do you part. Two, for things to work, we must spend most of our time together. Nando Muntwam, he must be my BFF. I mean, definitely. That's the only way this will work. Remember, being in a relationship is also about preserving one's sense of identity, which requires some alone time now and then, even when you are in a relationship. Just say. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag false ideas about love that singles hold, you don't want to work hard when relationships are hard work. You believe as long as you have each other, nothing else matters. Agiri, we sometimes believe that when two people become more familiar and comfortable with each other, we sometimes subconsciously think that, ah, no, the work is done, so to speak. Kanti? What false ideas do you hold? Oh, I can add one. You were hurt before. Or, I mean, the previous relationship. Therefore, kuzo banjani going forward. Now, the false ideas that Mahuma is holding and is holding you back from your life of a long-term relationship.
I don't think I have, but
come on.
Since we are here.
Yes.
I think for things to work in a relationship, and this is a false idea, I'll declare, that we need to spend most of our time together.
Second teaspoon. BFF all the way.
BFF, yeah, almost forever.
I know, I genuinely believe that.
Yes.
Like, we must be here, Munwana, Lili Nala.
Together.
All the way, together.
And then, Luena, you still expect to be the individual, you still expect him to be the individual yet.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
Exactly.
It's not. But yeah, and that says a lot.
Exactly. and it speaks to how you manage the relationship when you are in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
Why have we spent 2 days without seeing each other?
Yes.
Alarm bells.
Yes. Miss me all the time.
And should he not, then there's something wrong.
It's a problem.
And now you realize, maybe that's why I'm single.
Yeah, well, it is why. Not maybe, part of the reason, a bigger part of the reason.
Keys?
Overbearing and clingy.
Anyway, my false idea about love was that, ikwala matlo, you know? You believe that once you in this,
yeah,
only
I get it,
person.
Like, I mean, love is blind.
Exactly, you know? Until, yes, as you see that, there's people out there, hey?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, but you know,
You know, the one thing I keep on learning. You never stop learning. Oh, but that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You never stop learning, and this kept on haunting me. Why?
Mm.
I mean, but why do I still keep learning?
Yeah. Mm.
Wait, wake up! You guys don't know each other the moment you wake up. You know that.
Mm.
It's a new day. You've never been there before.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Both of you have never seen today.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why the hard work part of making it work.
Every day.
Every day. Just saying.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
What are your false ideas as a single person about love? And it's such an introspective question, and you need to be rather, you know, naked when you answer it, so to speak, emotionally. Jabulile Khadebe, RT, relationships stress icon. Personally, the thing that's holding me back is the fear of the unknown, and obviously fueled by my past experiences, all right? And they've had the better of me. I'm currently on antidepressants, okay? I loved too much, and I was unable to let go. So nje ngiyasaba. All right. So there you go. So you see, that's what I'm saying. It's introspective. You need to be emotionally naked when you answer it. All right. Posha Zungu says, T, I'm still single because I'm attracting wrong guys or married men. And it's a turn off for me. Wow. There you go. All right. Mpuluke, good morning.
Hello.
Okay, Mpuluke.
Mpuluke,
okay.
Mom put them high.
Oh, no. A whole outro. Now, what false ideas do you have or do you hold about love or being in a relationship?
So, Thabo, like, I'm in a relationship currently, and I've been single throughout my whole 20s, and I'm in my longest relationship now. It's like 4 months. And already I'm panicking because I think, I know, and I'm already starting to panic because I think for the longest time, the reason I've never been in a relationship is because I expect perfection from myself, you see, and I always get close to a man until a point where when the facade starts breaking and they start seeing beyond my perfection, the real me, I fail. So now I'm in a relationship and now I'm in a relationship with this guy, you know, and I know I'm loved. But what's happening is that I have to do the work now. Because like you said, relationship is work.
Yes.
And I find myself wanting to run, Thabo, because it means being vulnerable. It means being seen.
Yes.
You know, it means saying, I feel naked. I have insecurities. I don't feel like I'm worthy to be loved. I don't feel like you love me because I'm struggling to love myself. And to be seen like that is so terrifying for me. And I'm fighting myself every day because I want to break it off. I want to break it off, Thabo, but I know the universe, God is calling me and saying, girl, you need to rise up in love now, you know, and love yourself and allow yourself to be seen. But it's so hard.
I wish you could see me right now. I am smiling. I am beaming with pride. Because a lot of people get into the maturity or the maturation of the relationship, still haven't gone through what you have gone through. What you're going through right now is called maturity. The only step missing is you telling and sharing this vulnerability with your man. That's the only thing. And that's the only thing you haven't done. You need to sit him down and says, now, I need to tell you something. It's not a problem, but I just need you to hear me. This is where I am right now. That's all.
Yeah, because when you don't, you start deflecting, you know, and now I'm looking for flaws in him. What's wrong with him, you know? I'm already doing it. I'm so passive aggressive, Thabo. I'm just like, how are you, stop? And he's just like, babe, are we good? Yeah, we good. Bye. And I'm just like, what am I doing? And it's fear.
Tell him. Okay.
I will.
Well done.
I will. Thank you for this topic.
Well done. Thank you. Sbu.
Hey, Pratsi, Shaponja.
Grant me out.
Cash.
So, what ideas do you have, Wena? False ideas, that is.
I mean, Pratsi, being turned out on moon to part and fail to love myself first. That was my false idea. We died in Kweleng Alumdwana, but only to find out now the relationship and good. But when we ratan before ratan. Can't you go so? Yeah, but so I mean, it comes back with standard la, it's not standard corner. La is standard corner, as standard chin. And then no good to see the civil committed. So it's funable. If body got that off, if voice got questa, if banking am deep, and then you forgot about the basics of Utan. Utan is not all about even to say Cape Town, and then after marriage, Queen Zagalan, kids must be there, money must be there, houses must be there, Zonkeles and Telezos has caught us in a single band.
Now that you know, what are you doing about it?
I'm in a party, I'm working on it, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Which means I understand the monument. As you said, which monument magavuga is different kind of a person.
Oh yeah.
So no matter what time, not into everyone who kids, which as in love is blind. This big ways in the organ, life bigger corners begin down as a row.
Thank you.
You can't go and fish and fully and was it him while there is a sea.
Thank you.
Cash, no deposit
is food.
That's what I'm trying to say, which is Ngabantu. Let's see which is Tanda Gopi. Not let's see or let's not taste, because for now, a lot of men are single because previous relationship. Previous relationship. And then it doesn't last.
Spuda, yeah,
twelve now in finance.
I mean, I'm pressing.
No.
Sharp. Sorry, bro. Tabo.
Yes, Tibos, how is it?
I'm good, Beto.
Beto. Marato relationship.
Yeah.
You know what, ne? As you say, man, with the relationship, you must tell yourself, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Don't just come in and then see how it's going to go. No, it doesn't work like that. First of all, we need to understand how this involves the feelings and the belief about it.
Yes.
People get into relationships just because they want to get into someone, or maybe they're using people as rebounds. It doesn't work like that. Commitment, communication is the most important things, elements that one should take in consideration when you get into a relationship. I mean, if we wake up in the morning and I feel like I don't want to see anything, it doesn't mean I don't love you or I'm still bored. And then you feel like, ish, let me just keep quiet and think about myself first. Maramoto, utlo ontele na mo next to you. Who do you matter for that baby or sharp? Baby or sharp? Yes, I'm good.
Panicking, yes.
But now you should also know, Hore, if I'm sitting with you now and then there's no communication, I'm connecting with you emotionally. I'm asking myself, is this the person that I'm meant to be with? Well, understand.
You know, when that relationship reaches the stage where the silence is comfortable.
Every day, baby, you know this, baby, you know that. No, it doesn't work like that these days, hey?
No.
It doesn't work like that.
Communication doesn't mean talking all the time.
Exactly.
Silence is communication, by the way. Thanks.
Thank you, Beto.
Okay, Beto. Sorry.
Brachi.
Or in France.
Suppose it's Brachi.
Agi Grand.
Sure. I'll speak for myself, ne?
Yes, sir, please.
Failing to understand, Khori, there'll be ups and downs.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. It must be all rosy, Papa. It must be all rosy.
Do you know what I mean? We've got that whole thing, Khori, no, it must all be rosy. We fail to understand, Khori, or rather, I fail to understand, Khori, the next person, Kimo Tulene, and Ota Anadidi mistakes, Tahahe. And for me to, for us to have a perfect relationship, I must love her with her faults as well. You know, and funny enough, earlier on, I was listening to Luther Van Ross, Too Proud to Beg.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that, you know what, this is me. As soon as I start seeing mistakes, I want to walk away because I'm too proud to beg for my relationship. I don't want to put in the hard work, you know, and we need to understand that everybody is a work in progress. You know, if I work with you and you work with me, we will achieve our goal, whatever goal that we have set, that relationship, we'll be able to achieve it because we're holding on unto this together. It's not all up pulang aliwani, we're not only relaxed, you know.
Shoni,
so hard work as well.
Let me ask you one question. Is love unconditional?
It's conditional and it's unconditional as well.
Which part is conditional?
Okay, let me put it this way. We are not loved unconditionally. We love with conditions.
No.
We as gents, we love unconditionally. We are loved based on what we can provide. Because I know you are a man, you need to provide A, B, C, and D. But if the woman fails to do so, it's okay.
I think it's both ways because Lemajita, should she not respect you, which is a condition, should she not present herself in a dignified way, which is a condition, should she not treat you right, which is a condition, you're loving her on condition that she does all these things in the manner that you wish it to be, therefore your love is also not, is conditional.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough, yeah.
So in other words, we agree. Love is built on conditions.
It is built on conditions, but it looks how ka sheba nkare rona as much it the conditions are rona di shebile gangata, if I had to put it that way.
Last question.
Yes.
O bo filela lebanta ke re.
Yes.
Does love hurt?
It does.
No.
How so?
Disappointment hurts, not love.
So basically love is pure.
Love is it. Love is love. The disappointment that comes while you are in love, that's what hurts you.
Why the disappointment is the thing?
Because you have expectations of the other, and when those expectations are not met, you get disappointed.
And we set unrealistic goals for ourselves.
And then you get disappointed.
And then we're not about to sabotage like we hang.
From what? From already antidepressant. Why? Because disappointment. But love is pure.
And that's something that we are failing to see, that love is pure, disappointment hurt.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's why I don't understand when somebody says, I love hard. What do you mean? You love. Period.
Yeah.
Period. Last one. Are you ready? I want to get busy going.
No, I'm ready. You're going to pay for this. Yeah.
I know. You associate true love with sex. True?
True love with?
Sex. If sex is good, therefore, bona ke marato.
I beg to differ.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was in a relationship and the sex was not great. I had to stay not because of the sex. I had to stay because I love the person.
Hmm.
So I don't base it on sex. I mean, let's look at the goal. What is it that we want to achieve here?
Hmm.
You know, there'll be, okay, now, say we got into this because of sex. God forbid, then it happens 3 years down the line, it's a quirky sugar diabetes. I can't really perform. Hmm. What's going to happen?
Hmm.
So it means because it was purely based on sex.
Shrody,
it wasn't pure. Shrody. It wasn't genuine.
Shrody, mm-hmm. Are you single?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why.
Yes.
I don't know why. What a man.
Why?
You are man. Abana war munna. Thank you. Babu aka hloni wa kona churana ntate.
A ka leboga.
O lebona broak.
No. And by the way.
Yes, sir.
I've been sending my top 10.
H. Yeah, o chilo re ke tlo patala. Okay.
If you can go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ke lo e batla ne. O chilo re ke tlo patala, ke lo e batla.
Kopa o e batla.
Thank you, Ngwaneso.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.